This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. Continue along in Chaf Hei Amud Beis 25b, the second section, the green text. A little bit more interesting, I got it, huh? Right? Tana Mishmei the Rabbi Meir, so they learned, they taught in the name of Rabbi Meir, Mipnei Manin the Torah LeYisrael. Right. Why was the Torah given to the Jews? Now, surprisingly, it doesn't say because we're the most fabulous, wonderful people on the planet, and we're so cool and we're so great. None of that. Mipnei Shehein Azin, because we are stubborn and we are strong and tough and I don't know what, and the Torah had to somehow change us, meld us, better us. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the house of Rabbi Yishmael, Mimino, from his right, Eish Dat Lamo. He's given us a law of fire, of ish. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ru'uyin alal shetinate lehen das ish. Right? They are worthy that a law of fire should be given to them. Ikeda Amri, there are those, right, who say slightly differently, Datehem shel elu ish. Right? Their nature is ish, is fire, is fierceness. Right. If the Torah was not given to the Jews, nobody could stand before us. Right. That again is the Torah is calming us, is teaching us to behave like human beings, not like strong animals that nobody could resist. Behainu the Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, and that's what Shimon ben Lakish says. Right, Shlosha Azinhein. There are three. Right, Az is O's is strength. Right, Yisrael ba'umos, the Jews amongst the nations. Right, fascinating. Historically, that has not been the popular best description of the Jewish people. Kelev bechayos, right, the dog in the animal kingdom. Tarnagol ba'ofos, and the chicken in the birds, amongst the birds. V'yesh omrim af eiz b'behemadaka. Right, and some say even the goat in the thinner animals, right? You have bigger animals and thinner animals, so the goat is the strongest of the thinner animals. V'yesh omrim af tzalaf b'ilanos, and some say the caper bush amongst the trees. That's, you can do with that, I got it, to what you like. We are going to keep going. Shchata b'sadeh lo yivyeha b'mot. Right? So if you bring it out, so if you shecht it in the field, shouldn't bring it back, again, on carried on poles, right? If you were to spread eagle the animal on the poles or hang it over one pole and schlep it in, that's not the way to bring it in. Cut it up, bring it in piecemeal. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We have learned, rabbis have taught us, Ein hasuma yotze b'maklo. Right? A person who is blind does not go out with his stick. Velo haroe b'tarmilo. Nor the shepherd with his satchel. Ve'ein yotzin b'kise echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha. Right? You also should not go out being carried in a chair, whether you are a man or a woman. Right? Again, if you think about those old movies where you see the Egyptians, they're being carried out on those chairs, right? People put poles on their shoulders and they carry you. Right? And that would seem to be, again, in agreement with the Mishnah, the same way you can't carry the animals in the poles, that's a weekday activity. So too, carrying people. Right? That's not, it shouldn't be done. The Gemara says, Ini, it's not true. V'ashalach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi sent Zaken Echad Haya B'shchun Asenu. We had an elderly guy in our neighborhood. Right? V'haya Yotze B'gdul Glud Keshalo. Right? And he actually used to go out on just such a chair. Now, okay, I have a problem. Right? So what are you supposed to do? They got a little bit nervous. Uval v'shalu as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they went and asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'amarim rabim tzrichim lo mutter. No, they said to him, listen, this was a zaken, everybody needed him, and if they needed him, so then it is permitted. But if they don't need him, regular person, it is not permitted. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.